Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, April 1st, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I am Tanonoka Wande.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about ZANU-PF's victory in a council by-election in Zimbabwe's second largest city, Bulawayo.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we will call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us on voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, and voandebele.com.
If you've just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about ZANU-PF's magic in winning by-elections in Zimbabwe.
ZANU-PF has won a council seat in Bulawayo's Caldery Park suburb. Local businessman and former MDC activist Kidwell Mujuru polled 1,899 votes, while his nearest rival, Nomagugu Mloi of MDC Alliance, got 1,229 votes in an election with 18 candidates. The other MDC Alliance candidate, Colette Ndlovu, got only 221 votes. Flora Gumbo of the MDC, led by Tokozani Kupe, and Nokutula Ndlovu of ZAPU, each polled 133 votes.
Other contestants got a total of 1,002 votes. At least 4,351 people voted in the poll, and there were 18 rejected votes. The by-election was conducted to replace the late MDC Alliance councillor Happiness Ngobe, who got over 8,000 votes in the 2018 council election. Mujuru's victory stunned the opposition MDC party led by Nelson Chamisa, which currently has a majority in the local council. In a tweet, Chamisa bemoaned the fielding of two candidates, noting that this will not be allowed in the near future.
The winner says the election was free and fair, while losers claim that the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission tossed people from one polling station to another in order to reduce the number of opposition voters. ZANU-PF normally wins parliamentary and council by-elections in Zimbabwe. How does the ruling party chalk victories in these by-elections when millions of people are struggling to find work while others are leaving the country to look for greener pastures?
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. And please note that we're live streaming this show on VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona. These are Facebook pages. Ibambe zulukandaba lingalichona njani lapha khona, thina lapha lo wande siyaphila. Ye, so ke siyabona ukuthi ibandla leZANU-PF linqobile khona ngale ke eCountry Park, linqoba abanye amabandla, labanye abantu kade bencintisa. So siyabona ke uKidwell Mujuru nguye phela osezibambe esidukwini khona ngale ke eCountry Park ku-ward 28 nguye osengukansela. Siyakwazi ukuthi kulama-ward angu-29 kuma-ward wonke lawa i-MDC Alliance yezibambileyo uMjuru ngokuqala ukuthi angene ukukhanseli leyi okwamanje ukuthi amele ibandla leZANU-PF. So siyaziwa abanye bathi-ke banqotshwe ngokuthi bebesithi nxa befika ema-polling station uzokuthiwa ibizwa likho hamba kwenye indawo. Efika umuntu adinga futhi kwenye indawo kuthiwa hayi alikho lapha hamba kwenye indawo. Kuze buya khona ibandla leZANU-PF lithi linqobe ngoba lithandwa ngabantu. Kambe lithandwa ngabantu kumbe kume njani? Liphinde likhulume futhi ibandla leZANU-PF ukuthi abantu babona ukuthi yilo lodi lisebenzayo. Kodwa kulabanye futhi njalo abathi ibandla leZANU-PF libanike impuphu, labanike ukudla lento ezinjalo. So abantu bakungabe bekhangwe ikhonoko. So ke sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi lithini ngodaba lolu khona ngale la ku-MDC Alliance umnumzana uNelson Chamisa uDlamalahle sibili ukuthi hayi lokho okwenzakeleyo ukuthi kufakwa abantu ababili ku-election le akulunganga. Kunjalo-ke kwanti.
Nasi tiri kutakutarisa zvakabuda musarudzo yakaitwa kuCaldery Park kuBulawayo uko kwaka winwa ne ZANU PF. Ndo zvatikuda kuti tikurukure nhasi tione kuti ko zvinombofamba sei nokuti ZANU PF inoramba ichingohwina mabai elections akaita saaya kunyangwa hazvo zvinhu zvichinetsa munyika. Chii chinoitira kuti chinokonzera vanhu kuti vavhotere ZANU PF izvo zvinhu zvichinetsa zvichioma kudai. Ndo zvimwe zvatoda kungoti titarise kuti kuda pangwe tinganzwisisa maitiro namafambiro ari kuita zvinhu. Akanga achimirira ZANU PF musarudzo iyi muzvina business kid Mujuru vakaita mavhosi anoita 1899 akanga achivateverera nomagugu Muloi weMDC Alliance akawana 1229 mavhosi. Vamwe vazhinji vesava vakasara kure zvikuru. Colette Ndlovu akawana 221 votes. Ndiyo umwe wakanga ari weMDC Alliance nokuti MDC yanga ine vanhu vaviri vanga vachikwikwidzawo ipapo. Flora Gumbo weMDC inotungamirwa naMutare Tokozani Kupe naNokutula Ndlovu weZapu pauviri hwavo umwe nomwe wavo wakawana 133 votes. Vamwe vese vakakwikwidza ava vakaitawo mavhotes anosvika 1002 chete. Asi vanhu vanosvika 4351 ndo vanonzi vakavhota pasarudzo iyi. Ndo zvatikudai kuti titarise nhasi kuti tione kuti zvinombofamba sei, chii chinokanganisiwa kana kuti chinokanganisika kuna ava vanenge vachikwikwidza zvigaro izvi. Ndo zvatoda kuti titaure nemi nhasi muchitipawo pfungwa dzenyu tichibatsirana kuona tichizeya kuti zvinombofamba sei nyaya dzamabi elections.
Yes, we're talking about mostly those that got reasonable votes, but there are some who didn't get much, like Mashanyika, Albert of NCA, that is the National Constitutional Assembly. He got 12 votes.
Well, good.
Then there is Mukucha, George, and Muchauraya Godfrey. These are independents. They got each 18 votes. So now we wish to find out from the NCA why a party of this nature can continue fielding candidates in elections when they always get very low votes. And we know that Zimbabwe is a democratic state. So you can even get one vote, maybe.
Exactly.
That's acceptable.
Yeah.
So and under democratic principles.
Yeah. And the other issue, again, it's not very nice to keep on hearing the bungling of the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission when people are saying that they were being shifted from one polling station to another. When are they going to get their act together? And this is a very simple constituency that they could have done with the flying colors. But there are always complaints of this nature, which we come across even in general elections. I don't know if they're ever going to do it right.
Yeah, so ZANU PF is saying there's nothing of that nature. They actually won the sounding. According to Kitwell, he says, no. The playing field was very level. So they won. Fair.
Typical of a winner.
Yeah, so we're waiting to get our guests, and we're waiting for Mr. Edwin Ndlovu of the MTC Alliance. He's the deputy spokesperson for Bulawayo Province. We are also waiting for Mr. Joseph Chuma, a ZANU PF Central Committee member. I think we are getting them shortly. And then later in the second half of the program, we have Clarence Ndlovu, an MRP MP candidate in Kautrupak, but we couldn't get Kosikona who was contesting. So Mr. Ndlovu is going to take care of that. So I'm told that Mr. Edwin Ndlovu is on the line right now. Mr. Ndlovu, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening. How are you, sir?
We are very fine. And you guys, we are told that you are very furious about losing that council seat where you fielded two candidates. Tell us, what's going on?
Yeah, definitely we are not happy with the outcome of the council election in Ward 28 in Kautrupak. Yes, we are aware that ZANU PF abused donated the foodstuff for Chimanimani Cyclone Itai victims and took the groceries and donated bribing the Kautrupak 28 people hence they won. But really, we also blame the apart. The most voters stayed away from the ballot boxes. They didn't come and vote in numbers. Yes, we are not happy with the outcome, but we are going to recover from that. And the next coming election, we are going to win 100% in Bulawayo.
Of course, Mr. Ndlovu, it's good that people have eaten the food and all those kind of things. But indications are that your party has got this knack of, you know, fielding two candidates. We still remember that in Bulawayo East or South, you fielded two candidates in 2018 and you lost that kind of seat. And now you've lost this one. So does it mean that you are so ineffective that you can't even sense that kind of a thing?
No. That's not the issue. The president of the party, Advocate Nelson Chamisa, have already spoken about this issue, and he assured the members of the party that the issue of double candidature is a thing of the past. This was the last one in Cote Park. We won't have that one again. That was the last to have double candidature in our party.
How do we know? How do we know?
Party, we are also we are introspecting really to see where we went wrong and how. Therefore, in future, that is going to be corrected.
Yeah,
by the president.
Yeah, Baba Ndlovu. Siyazi ngani ukuthi likhulumiqiniso. Ngoba lijalo ukuthembisa khona ukuthi kungahambi njalo. So kwakhathesi siyazi ngani ukuthi akusezokuhamba ngasifudlana.
Hayi, lokho kuliqiniso. Wengamongameli esekhulumile, akusela muntu ongakuphikisa, ngoba esikhathini esedlulileyo umongameli becabanga ukuthi-ke ama-lieutenant akhe asebenza labo bayakukhangela, bakunanzelele khonokho sozokwenzakala. Kodwa kuthe yena seza kufaka-ke ezandleni zakhe kube nguye okhokhelayo-ke ukumake sure ukuthi akula double candidature kukhetho olulandelayo. Kuyinto-ke ephele nge-weekend impelaviki naleyo e-Cote Park kuka-28 akuphinde kwenzakale.
Siyabonga kakhulu-ke Baba Ndlovu. Sicela ubambe khonapho. We are joined by our second guest, and that is Mr. Joseph Chuma. He's a ZANU-PF Central Committee member and is based in Bulawayo. Baba Chuma, siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Linjani bakithi, niyabonga.
Yes, siyaphila kakhulu. Uwandi uza kubuza umbuzo. Baba Wandi, go ahead.
Makorokoto zvema bato renyu rakakunda musarudzo iyi vachuma.
Awa tese zvinhu zvinofadza chaizvo zvaitika paweekend yapfuura inoiyi. Tagara tichitaura kuti isusu sebato rezanupiefu ticharamba tichingodzokera kuvanhu tichiona kuti tinogona kugadzira sei patakasindikana pasarudzo rakaitika najuly 2018. Mabasa achivawo ndo aratidza kubuda kwemaresults ekukaudi pazuwa 28 kuno kubhuwayo.
Chii chamakaita chakakonzera kuti muburirire kudai?
Well, zvatakaita takapinda program yedraw to draw tichifamba tichitaura nevanhu tichivakumbira mavhoti avo tichivaratidza unaku wezanupiefu uyezve tichikurusa tichivapa vision yedu kuti isusu sebato rezanupiefu tikuda kutora kaudi pak from this era to the next era sei. Saka pahurukuro idzodzo tichitaura nevanhu takanyatsounzanana navo vakationa zvakakodzera kuti aiwa this time let us not vote ngoti tingovhotera pati regatihote tichivhotera maideas aiswa nepati zvembisiwo navo vanga varipo taikambira navo tichisangana imomuya muground navowo vaifara nevanhu asi ndofunga todaira kuti vanhu vekaudi pati vakaona zvavakakodzera kuti vambotipa mukana kuti tingovamirira imomuya mukaudi pati.
Ko munogutsikana, ndinoziva hangu kuti bato renyu rakahwina, munogutsikana here nemabatirwo akaitwa sarudzo iri nezimbabwe electoral commission, sezvo pane vamwe vanoti zvina kunyatsofamba famba zvakanaka panguva yesarudzo?
Very unfortunate kuti people are always the mentions of doom. Hapana chinhu chakanaka chavanoona chinoita nevamwe vavo vezimbabwe. Look, there might be mistakes here and there, But if you come as Baba, let us learn to appreciate each other and celebrate each other. And admit with yes, 3-1, as much as 3-1, we are prone to do mistakes here and there. But the overall outcome is that we are back in the I don't think any normal person might come out and complain about anything. You know, fine.
Makorokoto, Rachima, Musave, and you pardon Narretcha, Zoka Kwamuri, we will come back to you in a while.
Do you? Yeah, thank you so much. Have,
Mr. Chuma is very happy about what happened.
Yeah, we can hear maybe they're celebrating in the background. There's a bit of noise there. I think they're eating some meat and stuff. So, Baba Chuma is in Yamagona. Yeah, so. Sikhuluma nje selo kansela oyedwa kukansela kola ngali akutsho phela ukuthi ungathini
awazi ukuthi ngihleka ngiduze
ngihleka mfowethu
ngiseke ukuthi izano PF there is no need for them ukuthi babe very excited. Everybody in the world knows that they own ZAC. If at all ZAC was independent, then he would say the elections were free and fair. But the fact that the very same ZAC is owned by ZANU-PF and is being controlled like a flea, when we sleep, look how we're going to get the ZAC. ZAC is being controlled. Those elections, they were not free and fair. Because they've got a tactic the way they do things. Turning away voters to say, go and vote to another place, you're not supposed to be here, you must go to such a place. That is steering confusion and delaying the thinking of other people. Some people will end up saying, if it's happening like this, so then why am I bothering myself to run around and looking for my name in some other station? At the same time, they've got a very confused opposition party, MDC, especially MDC, it's a very confused political party, like a cockroach in the kitchen, because one, there was no reason for them to have two candidates when they divide votes at the same time. What was the reason of having two candidates? And now they are saying the president has seen that it does not work well, and tomorrow he's going to do it himself. That is absolutely nonsense. People in Zimbabwe have been trying. They have been trying tooth and nail to get this opposition party running the country. But they have failed the people of Zimbabwe. They have shown that they are incapable. That is why ZANU-PF has discovered that they are not literally telling a man. They cheat them all corners of the strategy. About a strategy, all what they think is having that confidence about the opposition. We are going to win people like us. But we haven't put the finger to see, to test how hot the situation is. They just assume. That is why they lose elections. We lost our elections through a court and all those previous decisions that were made by that Chigumba and the rest. That was because they just thought that if we go to court, ZANU-PF is controlling the courts. It is controlling all the entire organs of the country that belongs to the government. It is controlling them. So how do you expect to win in such a situation? They are failing to mobilize people. They are divided themselves. They've got tribalism in their party. They've got racism in their party. They've got almost everything. It's same like ZANU-PF. They've got racism and tribalism in their party. So the political situation in Zimbabwe, it is in a dire stress.
So what happens in the near future, Baba? Kumele kwenziwe ni 10 seconds konapho ke isikhathi.
Right. Mina, I will say things as they are. The best thing to the people of Zimbabwe to close that country down. Shut it down, even if it means for 30 days. That is when ZANU-PF and the rest of those who think they are controlling people realize that people have turned wild. People are dying in South Africa. Nobody wants us. You come here in Botswana, they don't want to see us. There are companies that come from South Africa to abuse Zimbabweans. There is a company that was beating Zimbabweans like kids. The employer was beating Zimbabweans here. You see? The very same transporter is sending his trucks in Zimbabwe. Nothing happens. We've got no defense. We've got no security. We've got nothing. So where do we go if our country closes us out? Where do we go?
I see. I was like, no.
The best thing is get into a serious strike, even if it means 30 days. 30 days. They have Ochuma Lama. Ochuma, they are eating nicely. That is why they are ready to stand up and tell and say all whatever they want, even if they are lying. They can tell you anything because they are enjoying themselves.
Yeah, siyabonga kakhulu ke inkosi. Siyabonga kakhulu baba.
It's a pity, I'm telling you.
Yes, siyabonga kakhulu ke isikhathi du. Kodwa ke uphenduke phela ngesikhathi esibuyayo. Sibonga kakhulu inkosi.
Awusandinti problem, wawujali kungifonela, ngi-analyze izinto ngizibeke, ngize ngicine sengizilahlile.
Hayi, awusathumezi phela inamba ukuthi sikudinde.
Inamba yiyo le vele kayitshintshi.
Hayi, sizatshaya ke mthokothi. Siyabonga kakhulu inkosi. Yeah. So I think Mr. Ndlovu and Mr. Chuma heard it from what Nkosi is saying. So a quick one, Baba Ndlovu, you heard what Nkosi is saying. A quick reaction to his allegations that the MTC is a confused party. It has failed the people of Zimbabwe. Njalo ingazani ile inketabe chabe kakhulu. Akumpendule khona lapha ngamafutshane. Baba Ndlovu.
Unkosi yebo uyakhuluma kodwa ke is a bit too harsh on us. Inketabe chabe kasilayo, we are not a confused party, kodwa ke njengebandla elilabantu abaningi, njenge mass movement, izinto ezinjengazona lezo zenzakala ngokuya kwesikhathi. Kuba le mfuno ezijeneyo ngoba abantu bebaningi bevela kuma backgrounds ajeneyo. Ibandla elikhulu, yikho ke umongameli wethu ethe sezafaka ke isicathulo phansi nangokwakhe. Ngoba kwesinye isikhathi uyabe cabanga ukuthi izinto zihamba kuhle kuground kodwa zingahambi ngendlela afuna ngayo. Kuliphutha, kumele sibaxolise abantu beCoast Park, kumele sibaxolise abantu beka-128 ngokuthi sibafakela ama-candidates amabili, sagcina-ke singaphumelelanga. Kodwa-ke lokho kube yi-percentage encane yokuthi sifake ama-candidates amabili. Okukhulu ukuthi iZANU-PF irigile. Nakhona lokho ukuthi ihambe yabribe abantu ngokudla kumele kuye chimanimani. Okwesibili, izeki kazange yenze i-voter education. Izeki itshintsha amabizo abantu njengoba besithi unkosi. Baningi kade befona bekhala ukuthi lapho abavota khona ngomnyaka ophelileyo ngo-2018 ngoJulayi bathe sebesiyavota kwathiwa hayi ibizo lakho alikho lapho hambe e-checka. Imagine usu-checka iwadi yonke ungasakwazi ukuthi i-polling station sufake kuyiphi. Ngokunokubangeleyo izeki emboni kami layo ilethe i-confusion enkulu kakhulu.
Siyabonga.
Yes,
siyakuzwa kakhulu ke baba, hold on there. So he's saying Mr. Nkosi is too harsh on the MTC alliance. And he says Zeki was changing, you know, people's names here and there in polling stations. We'll go to Mr. Chuma after taking the caller on the line. I think we've got a caller.
Ma kadi ne nyu par nare.
Ndiripo magadi ndivamananda vari kutaura magadi enyu
aiwa tiri nani vamananda mukuda kuti batsira nenyaya iyi nhasi
ndanga ndichida kutanga nechiziviso kuvagari vari muno musouth africa ndingangoti vamwe vatinoshanda navo ezvetruck drivers kuti kuno kwandinogara kujohannesburg we have started the program yekutsvaga kubatsira hama dzakawirwa nedambudziko kumusha. Ndanga ndichifunga kuti kana kune vanofungawo kuti vanoda kubatsira ndichava panhamba yangu pakupedzisira. Tine zvimwe zvatanga tawana zvatabatidza kuti tizounganidze pamwe chete nevamwe vandinoshanda navo kuno kwandinoshanda kuJohannesburg. Tinefungidzira kuti kungangoitikawo kuti mama truck drivers vandi vachida kubatsira votadza kunzwisisa kuti vangada kubatsira sei. But ndichaisa namba yangu kuti vatova kukwanisa kufona sezvo tichifunga kuti chada kuzosvika kuemba. Chechipiri vahwande, ndanga ndichida kuti ndinokorokotedza vatore zvanupf nokuhwina zvino mutsindo kucaudra pake dzahayo kuna vakedwero vamujuru. Ndichitendawo kuti aiwa komisareti yezanupf makaita basa rakakura, makakwanisa kushanda zvakanaka muchigadzirisa pamanga makundikana, mukakwanisa kubudirira. Chechipiri zvinoda kuti pane vabva kutaura vachiti ZEC isangano rakamiririra ZANU-PF. Mubvunzo wangu woti, ko makapatisipeterei maelection muchinyatsoziva henyu kuti ZEC yacho ndeye ZANU-PF? Makadi kungoboikota zvenyu makangoregera. Nokuti hazvibatsiri kuuya maziwa mouya moti ZEC ndeye ZANU-PF. Ko kana dei manga mahwina maitaura here kuti akahwina asi ZEC yacho ndeye ZANU-PF? Unoona, ndozvandogara ndichitaura ndichiti vana vemuZimbabwe ngatitsvagei kukomenda kune pundudzo kunoita kuti nyika yedu iendere mberi, noti kumwe kukomenda kunotinakira isu nokuti tiri mucomfort zone. Hazvina kunaka. Nyika yedu tinofanira kuivaka nokubatana. Tichiinda negwara rimwe chete, hongu vanhu vanopesana. That's why the opposition is there in the country. It's there for the purpose to challenge and to put the government on account. Kana paine zvino zvinenge zvakanganishika. But tikaramba tichiita maitiro atiri kuita, finally, 2023 is coming. Come 2023, ZANU-PF won again. What are you going to do? Are you going to demonize again? And condemn again?
Nai vamananda
ndatisadero ingati
vamananda kana munhu ane chichemo pamusoro pezvimwe zvinenge zvaitika asataura here?
Kwete, handina kudaro. Ndati munhu anofanira kutaura, but don't go into election when you know that already the organization, the so-called ZEC, is ZANU-PF control. There is no need. That song, it has been a very long time song. But you go into the election knowing very well, as we go into the
aiwa, shoko renyu tinorinzwa vamanhanda. Tichadzoka kwamuri, batai makadaro.
Yeah, thank you so much. That's Mr. Mananda. Just summarize what
you're saying. Mr. Mananda says that people who contested and now are blaming ZEC are not being fair, because they did not have to contest in the first place. They could have boycotted this election, accusing ZEC of being partial. So if they contested and lost, there's no need for them to turn around and say that ZEC was not playing fair.
Right. So let's take a caller, Ubaba Ndebele, who's a country back. Ubaba Ndebele, linjani?
Ngiyaphila Dube, kunjani?
Yes, siyaphila kakhulu-ke. Akuphosela kho Baba Ndebele ngalokho okwenzakala eCountryburg.
Yebo bambe, hhayi, ngiyawezwa amadoda la kuyakhalwakhalwa lapha vele phela. Inkomo abantu bangangena ku-track Baba Dube. Kumele kube lo munye otshiwayo, omunye aluze. Yeah, amathingela angena enkundleni kumele kube lenye ejiwayo akungasethusi lokhu. Kodwa-ke enzama ukuje ukuthi siyathiyana ngemibono Dube, ye kodwa nxa sithiyana ngemibono masingaxabani ngenxa yokuthi thiyane lani ngemibono leyo njengoba nje likutsho nje ukuthi umuntu nxa engabe ekhonona akusilungelo lakhe yini lokuthi akhonone even if kade ekwazi ukuthi uzadliwa kanjalo nje ngumbuzo omhle kakhulu obuzwe ngujaha lo wesonini lo lapho ya kodwa-ke mina kuqala babuduwe ngifuna ukuthi ngisole kakhulu bona laba akade kuthiwa babili bemele ibandla elilodwa akusizi Gibbs mnawami ukuthi ngingakufaka impama ukuthi usala sovika
ngitshengisa
ubuthutha uyakutshengisa ubuthutha kakhulu ukuthi awukwazi ukulwa xa bethi bona sebeza kukhangela lokho okwenzakele ukuthi kungakuye kwenzakale ngoba sebetshayiwe okwenza ukuthi bangakuboni bengakayi kutrack kuyini khonapho kulapho endilo mbuzo khona osibili ikuthi mina ngesifiso sami Dube ngobulawa mina kuthi ngagcina kudala ukuvota for on information ngagcina ukuvota uthethwa ivoti ibalot ngagcina ngo-1985 seseyizapho ephilayo ngoba ngalekho ndegunya lokuthi unkomo uzawina nto yambona unkomo edliwa ngo-1985 ngahlala phansi ngakhotha izilonda zami ngaphinde ngathi ungakafulela amade phansi athi no more sokuze kunamhla ngoba mina isifiso sami sasingesokuthi khona amakhansila wonke onala ngabe ekhona khonapha kobulawayo lakozindawo zemathebeleland kumele babe ngamakhansila akhona lapho emathebeleland ngoba bayalwazi uhlupho lwabantu emathebeleland manje laba abantu ababuya bevelane bezokwenza ibhizinisi umuntu angafika lapho ahlale efasizi echaya imali sesingiwakobulawayo sefuna ukukhontesta ngibone ngani lokhu angekungahlangani kuhle ekhanda ngoba angiboni ukuthi ungafuna ukubusa endaweni engathi oyakini ongaziki into ngayo
awuboni-ke Ndebele yes yakuza kakhulu Ndebele lapho ubuya le point sibili inkalakada kodwa-ke isikhathi iso sesihambile ungaphosele okugcina
khonapho
ya siza kufonela futhi
samaahayi njengesikhathi esihambile Dube hhayi ngiyabonga mnami ngizangena ngelinye ilanga
hayi sibonge kakhulu Ndebele baba yes so that is Mr. Ndebele is always calling you know Mr. Ndebele like Studio 7. So he's always calling and making some contributions here. All what he's saying is that the MDC should blame itself for the defeat because they fielded two candidates. And then he says, you know, he wishes that all councillors should be local people. So he says there are some people who come to Bulawayo and within two years when they do their businesses, they start calling themselves locals and then contest the elections and win. But yet they don't even know the problems of the local people. So let's go to Mr. Chuma very fast and then ask him one or two questions. Mr. Chuma, so I think we are hearing what people basically are saying. And they're saying that ZANU-PF actually bought this kind of election in the sense that you're distributing food. And then at the same time, ZEC was being used somehow in favor of ZANU-PF. So just briefly on those two key points.
The first thing that I want to put across here is that it's so unfortunate when you have what you call sour losers, people who don't want to lose. As long as the result is not in their favor, they must find blame at every instance. I was one of the candidates in 2018, and I lost. And when I lost, my first thing that I did, I went even on my Facebook wall and congratulated the incoming MP Charles Moyo and pledged to even support him and work with him. And that's the kind of mentality that we ought to have as Zimbabweans. I would have loved to win, but I lost. So was ZEC then no longer ZANU-PF then? When I lost in Bulawayo, we actually practically lost almost all the seats in Bulawayo. But ZEC was the same body that was running the election. So where was ZEC when we were losing? If it was a ZANU-PF apparatus. This is why way you must understand that the politics are just different. MDC only dominates towns, but that domination we are slowly creeping into it and disabling it now, as you can see the result in Country Park. But ZANU-PF has always been strong in the rural areas, and that's a fact. So it has nothing to do with ZEC or rigging or anything. Now they even say that we took food, I mean, for the cyclone people and the people in Pakistan. It's a total lie. It's a total lie. Why lie and hide behind your finger and come out on a big station like this and tell such fibs? It's so unfair. It's so not uncalled for. People must tell each other the truth. We went there, we were full soldiers going door to door. There was no one who was given any food at all for any reason. Mm-hmm. And so why must somebody come out here on national radio, on such an international station, and tell people blunt lies like that? It's not fair. People must learn to lose, and lose humbly and honorably.
Thank you.
In 2018. I lost, but I never made noise about it. And that same Zek was conducting those elections where I lost.
Thank you so much, Chuma. Do you have a question for Chuma?
What, Mr. Chuma, what did you do right this time around as ZANU-PF to win this seat in town? Like you mentioned earlier that your party is the strongest in the rural areas. What is it that you did right to get this this vote this time around?
Well, the town people are beginning to realize the truth. The infighting that is happening in the MDC party right now is so pathetic that the people now, I've been saying to themselves, we regret not having voted for you guys, because now these people are just fighting each other all over. Right now, I'm sure you saw a picture of somebody in Chitungiza lying in a hospital bed because of the violence in that party. So people are beginning to see. And even that issue of fielding two candidates, it clearly tells people around that these people are confused, they don't know what they are doing, and they are not leaders anyway, because they can't even have a consensus among themselves. Although I must tell you that the fielding of two candidates, it was neither here nor there, because if you put both their figures that they got, still they'll be falling way short of our candidate, Comrade Njuru's votes that he got. So whether they put one person or they fill both of them, it was not going to count at all, because we still got a bigger portion of that vote that didn't count.
Thank you so much, Baba Chuma. Stata bantu babili lapha sekucingweni. Silo Mashongane, what is the case of Mashongane? Mashongane, kunjani?
Ngikhona.
Yeah, ubona njani ukhetho lolu?
Ukhetho lolu sizodina sithi uhambe kahle. Kusho ukuthi MDC inekinga ngenyenzeka.
Aha.
Because why bangene amavotini bazi ukuthi abantu bezeka basitapu izinto zabo, kusho ukuthi azihambi kahle, azihambi ngendlela le ngibona ngayo.
Ehe.
Because khona manje kwambisa ukuthi 2023 kusho ukuthi ayikho into bazoba bayilungisile, because yona ikhomba ukuthi ayikho le bona bazohlala bakhala right through. Because khona manje bayafuze before badlule ama-election bathi asilungiseni lokhu, kukokwenza ukuthi izinto zingahambi kahle. Manje bathulile, ma uthi kunama-election bayangena, badliwa, bathi hhayi sidliswe into yakho. Kusho ukuthi ama-election azakho angiboni kuwina. Uyabona la e-South Africa, ngizokutshela namhlanje ne kube kune rally nyana, but i-rally le ihamba ngemawadi la e-South Africa. Uyabona ukuthi bakhambena njani, kune radio station. Ukuthi wena khuluma abantu bakho uzobayenzelana. Hey, ngijabule kakhulu, ngibona ukuthi i-politics yala e-South Africa ihlanganise kakhulu. Ukuthi wena khuluma bonke bayathambena balapha endaweni ye-one, bonke babuze abantu kunabantu ngibona njani. Sengibona i-MDC
kunzimaulekile
manje la iyakhona.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke Mashongane, siyabonga kakhulu baba.
Sharp.
So that is Mashongane. He says the MDC is confused, you know. He says, what are they going to do in 2023? Maybe they'll cry again and say, you know, we lost because of Zek and other things. I think we still have Mr. Edwin Ndlovu. Or maybe let's take Courtney first. He's a caller.
Mm-hmm.
Then we'll go to Mr. Edwin Ndlovu.
Magadini, and you parunare? I was rinari, so did not end out my house with standards at Batria when I'm a shock and you panya.
Right, in the past, I'm let's start up here to say, Kita, you father who is in Bahrain order. Because there was a good one who in the police station with a So how long till Galatea? It's in the park, a saloon, and places. Like with thousands of a chain, I mean, which you are what you are, Jacob, the month, and a route. But I got one out, and I got 10 away from one police station, and they see my machine up with a saloon. Some of them are in the one bars and drafts. He was little up to his fake kind of room there. Right, no, so you have MGC. MGC is looking for what he is, you know, running around with a maximum. My democratic values, the community of Anukam, but I'm running the account, but you know, I like the family because you cannot have a situation where the two candidates, they one part, do not convince. Really, that thing, I don't make a sense. Panarachuma is a session this is displayed because Sarazan by election, Panawan, and not for a failure. It's better than a massive delivery. Avaya is a disability of Amsor. So, could you write analysis? The party is like change you. Lawaya change after one of the if I think you must rethink again. That is not true. As far as you know,
as
2023 Kilaka in that prayer allow.
I think I told you serious my by elections in the end.
When the Makawanda was my citizen, but I'm going to my elections in my by elections. That's why the Tuna is a little bit of a Muya, Namawas, Abadari in. You know, there are two and one of the Surako in Tua, and I think people are so special to a national election. You get what I'm trying to say.
Saka I mimi mno murukuti mimi ma by elections anabasa here. Anditi ma isarudzo iri important yekuti munhu angaripo asi sipo saka pano fana kuenda umwe munhu. Tingati atinga zvitori serious sei.
Aiwa, kuti on the point of view ye ma citizen, the analysis yako pa vanhu on the ground.
Right.
Mumbo tara because I made that statement. Ukayatawa bunda by election, alanya ni pe koshie.
Sasa
alanya ni kama amuna election. Alanya ni even we go on the ground. Woto wana kuzungusha. Election zai, but ahi kema siliki wa wano itawa no kana pan election te amuna zeka prema July. Dapo mbwa sio tena bayansho. Tena very very low. Saka nchini ima assessment ya watu kijamii pana sora chinga. I think that's now get up to me. That is Mila para 2023. Like I never tell what for a watch, I did what I was. Yes, Takachi, that's not one of the party.
Courtney is saying that Zach should put its house in order because. We cannot continue hearing people complaining regardless of the results. They should not cause any complaints whatsoever. So one complaint is one too many. He doesn't like Zach to be blamed. So Zach, he says, should put its house in order. And he's also saying that he is of the opinion that the MDC has lost its democratic values, as could be seen in them agreeing to field two candidates. He says that it's just now a question of power, just wanting to get power, but without regarding seriously the democratic values or the wishes of the people.
Yes.
So, and he's also saying that Mr. Chuma's assertions are not
precise.
Not precise because of the by-election thing. That he says that people really, usually they don't take it very seriously when by-elections come around.
Right, let's turn to Mr. Edwin Ndlovu. Mr. Ndlovu, are you still there before we go to the MRP guy?
Yes, I'm around.
Let me read something to you, Mr. Ndlovu. Nelson Chamisa sent out a tweet, and I'm reading, I'm quoting it. The Kautupak ward election results, a stark reminder of the urgent need for far-reaching root and branch reforms and renewal set to kick in at Congress. Leadership excesses and conduct that resulted in the party donating a seat to our opposition is regrettable. This is the last of it. This is a warning, eh? Very serious warning. So you promised, you promised in this show that the president is going to address it, but there's not even an iota of, you know, this kind of move to do it, except maybe this kind of a threat. So can you assure people, because people are very, very angry about what you did. So can you say something maybe to assure them that maybe you're going to do it?
Yes, as I said earlier on, we apologize to the people of Coast Park on what happened by fielding two candidates. And I also said that our commander, the leader of the party, have also commented on the issue, saying that was the last time we have double candidate in any election. That means he is on top of the situation. He is going to address that fully himself. Therefore, in future elections, we are not going to witness the party having two candidates in any given ward or constituency.
Yes.
So that is the thing of the past. And if we say it by the leader of the party, we must get assured that assurance on its own that it won't really happen again.
So lapha ndlovu kutsho ukuthi ibandla lokulwa okumangalisayo kobulawayo kunjani?
Hayi, ukulwa kakukho.
Hayi, phela lapho
kule vibrancy kulabantu abaningi kulezifiso eziningi zokufuna ukumela abantu.
Ye, lapha kuthiwa
mass movement labantu abaningi.
Ye, lobi mass movement kodwa uJamis uyabhala ukuthi leadership excesses and conduct. Ama excesses lapha akhuluma ngayo kuyini? Kanye liyalwa phela kona ngapha. Liyagandana sibi.
Hayi, sikho kugandana, sikho kugandana. Ama semantics nje la okunye kutsho president. But okwenzakalayo ukuthi-ke konke kuzafakwa endleleni ungaphindi kwenzakale khona lokho. Ukulwa kwabantwana ke ngithi kukhona ngoba kungakakuboni ukuthenzakala. Kodwa the zeal and the will to represent people yikho kuphusha ukuthi wonke umuntu afise. Ngasinanzeleli iward eCoast Park kube la ma-candidate angu-18. Ama-parties wonke lama-independence behlangene uye-18 candidates. So it shows ukuthi abantu bafuna ukumela abantu. Yikho-ke lakithi-ke thina silibandla besilama-candidates angu-5. Abangu-3 badropha wagcina kusela ababili. Lakho sazama kodwa-ke saba le ma-challenges enza ukuthi sifike kwisigaba sokuthi basale bebabili ngoba siyananzelela ukuthi kwaba lesikhathi sodlame kungahanjwa kwaba isikhathi okwama sithi silungise indlu yethu sikhetho yedwa. Kuthe-ke isikhathi sesiphelile-ke sase sithi hhayi kwena abafuna ukuyangena kabasayinelwe bangene kuzenziwa i-primary election, kwenziwa i-primary election kusalo yedwa. Primary election yenziwa omunye wayi-contest ukuthi hayi bona ngani kayihambanga kuhle omunye esenqobile. Isikhathi sokuthi kukhangelwe kuyaphilile kwenziwe lokhu lalokhu oyedwa wesidrowe kasizange sibe khona isikhathi esingasekho. In future izinto zethu sizazenza kule sikhathi yikho esikuthembisa abantu sizazenza kule sikhathi.
Endlovu baba, yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu. So is apologizing to the public.
They
made a mistake.
And the other issue, which was raised by Mr. Ndebele of Coast Park, saying, why is Faga abantu abangayisibo balapha babuya 2 years, 3 years? It's because maybe abantu abanjengabo Ndebele bagcina ukuvota ngo-1985. Ngakuthi kukhethwa umfundisi, kasingeke siyekhetha umuntu ongangeni isonto ethile. Umfundisi ukhethwa ebantwini abakhonzayo kuleyo nkonzo. Xa kukhethwa umdikoni ngokukhetha umvangeli ukukhetha ebantwini abakhonza kuleyo nkonzo. Yikho ke nxa sikhetha amakhandidethi kasikhangele umhlobo womuntu, sikhangela ngama-leaders esilawo. What we have at our disposal at that time.
Siyabona.
Our challenge is the people who do not want to participate in election but complain at the end of the day when we have got a product. They must participate before we have a final product, so that at the end of the day, no one complains.
Thank you very much. I think you can hear what he's saying, Mr. Wandi. So maybe let's go to Mr. Chuma. You can talk to him in Shona, and then maybe we are about to wrap up the whole thing.
Mr. Chuma, muno zvasiri kutaura nevanhu vari kutaura parunare apa. Havasi kunyatsofara uye zvavasi kunyatsogutsikana nezvamuri kutaura. Icho chinombokonzera kuti ZEC iite problem inoita kuti vanhu vakomplene chii nhaye Mr. Chuma? Hazvigone kugadziriswa here zvese izvezvi izvi kuti tisawana munhu wokupomera? We don't have to be blaming anybody, but when people start blaming the council that is running, the commission that is running the elections. Doesn't that take away something from the winning?
No, well, it does not necessarily do that. What I would like to point out is that ZEG, from 2018, Wakatara with my elections, say from now onwards, annual reward based and polling based, station based as well. Now, it is the onus of us issuing my votes. Could you make sure that the North Joe verify with any polling station young in the EP? Like, for example, Mukadiba, you know, could my polling station probably maybe about 30 or so. You have a Sarago Uto Garo Wakto Siva, where your name appears. Because now, your name will not appear in the whole world. It will only appear in one polling station. So, you know, Basa, Rara, the voter, to make sure that you know where your polling station is going to be. And I do not think that anyone, get disappointed. But it's just a matter of trying to find something, a scapegoat, to try and justify the loss of an election. But otherwise, to be honest with you, this time around, my anomalies were next to zero because it was now something that we were beginning to learn. But the problem is that we were not talking about and we had to verify here, but do you want them to now come in and verify for you here? You see, so instead of blaming each other, especially as people as well, as voters, let us learn to appreciate things that are given to us. And we did it in 2018. We knew, for example, in my ward, 113 Kopelanda, Ndaga Votraku Hall. If I had gone to another station like Induba Primary, Suzanne High School, my name wouldn't be there. So I must know that by now, and then simply go to where my name is going to appear. But it will appear in one polling station church.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chu.
There is a batting of heads here.
Yes. This is politics.
Politics
is the way you think, is the way you laugh, is the way you smile. All is politics.
Yeah.
It's so nice when we discuss some of these issues with Mr. Chuma and others. So, okay, sibuyele kubaba Ndlovu. Baba Ndlovu, nxa sisikhangele ukuya phambilini, pho ke kuzahamba njani njengoba ibandla leZANU-PF lingani alilitshayi nje lithela manzi. So, labe lokho liyethukile lisiya phambili kumbe lizazama ukuzibutha le.
Hayi, iZANU-PF ngamanzi amancane la.
Kodwa
ngene nge-by-election kuyikuthi kube liyaphatha abantu abavotanga. Oko kwakhulunywa isikhulumi ngaphambilini. Ukuthi abantu beZimbabwe uhlupho labo iZANU-PF ukhetho abalusukumelayo phansi ngoba kwazi ukuthi lungaba lakho ukutshintsha uhulumende lolo khetho bayasukuma xa kuyi-harmonized election wonke umuntu uyasukuma kodwa-ke by-election ukuthi kuyangena ukhansela abantu bade akusoze kutshintshe phezulu yikho bangabasukumi kusamele ukuthi sibafundise abantu babekwazi ukuthi la i-by-election iqakathekile
ye kodwa
ungenile-ke umzulu kawani njengokwenza umzukulu wami uthuma laye wangena kawani nge-by
electionndlov
kaphindanga sokuyi-general so laye-ke umduru nge-general election uyaphuma omele i-m d c ngoyozangena e-court park lapha
ndlovu siyabona lapho ukuthi nxa sihlanganisa amavoti e-m d c alliance kawafiki kulo phelo ezanu olitshayileyo lapho so kutsho ukuthi engxe kulenkalakatho yenkinga elingayiboniyo njalo kumele livume
inkinga i-apas engikhulume ngayo ukuthi abantu abaphuma ngezindlini ngoba bekwazi ukuthi baze bakhetha ukhansela we-m d c uhulumende phetshintshe abantu bahlalela ezindlini okwesibili iZANU-P F yathi ihamba-ke lo besala-ke uthuma mina ngilobufakazi abantu baphiwa irayithi baphiwa-ke impuphu yi-bribery nala yenzakale 12 hours before election okwesithathu-ke le confusion naleyo ukuthi ama-candidates ethu semabili kodwa to a larger extent i-issue yenaleyo i-apart yesilimazileyo yikho ngisithi mina ku-general election kasoze bayinuka i-ward 28 Courtney Park izathathwa ye-m d c alliance
i-vest
assured on that one
siyabonga kakhulu singasuthi sesimtholeni ubaba wezaphu okanye ngazani ubaba wezaphu angeni kuhle kuzobuya lo baba wemthokazi i-republic party layo kangeni kahle sizame futhi lo sibanengi uDube inomboro ngazana zingene kuhle singabuza ubaba uJuma umbuzo baba wande
Mr. Chuma, What I would like to know is, during the forthcoming elections, for example, do we expect to see the same type of campaigning that we have seen in the last couple of elections? Is there a way that ZANU-PF, as the ruling party, can ensure the safety of the people so that we avoid what we have seen before? Because right now, our elections are always marred by negative developments, before, during, or even after. What is your organization, what is your party doing to address this, since you are the ruling party?
Well, the first thing that we must note is that we began a new system in 2018, and as such, we learned a lot. We might have done some things in a way that was not probably up to standard, but that's all about learning. And now come this by-election, we'll begin to perfect that whole process. So if we go to 2023 on, or probably maybe any other by-election that might okay in between, I'm sure we'll keep on improving from what we did in 2018 and what we did last this weekend in Cowdery Park, and keep on improving on that. And what we need to do is just everybody must have a buy-in to say, let's go together in this thing. Let's understand this thing. When they have voter education, let's listen to them, and we pick up points from there and educate also our followers, so that when the real election comes, people know what they're supposed to do. They know where they're supposed to go. But I've seen that most people shun away these people that come in to probably teach people about an election. They don't think it's important. And then come election day, they start doing a lot of errors, and then they want to blame it on ZEC again. I know the ZESNA, it goes out and does workshops trying to educate people with the voter education, but people don't take those things seriously. So now it's about time that the leadership in MVC Alliance, the leadership in ZANU-PF, the leadership in ZAPO or any other party, must now sit people down, educate them on these election processes, so that when they come, they can be smoother. Because it's a two-way system. It's ZEC there and ask the voters. Once we don't complement each other, we're going to always have a problem. But as we go into future elections, I can tell you that we always want to maintain this peace, the tolerance, and the free environment of campaigning, and hence have a free and fair election.
Thank you so much, Chuma. Thank you so much, Baba. So sibona ngazani ke kulobaba wezaphu ubaba ke usiziba uThabo Siziba baba Siziba ungawutshona njani?
Hayi ngikhona baba
njani? Siyaxolisa ifoni yakho kade siyizama asikwazi ukuthi bohamba njani lapha. So ke sesisele ke umzuzu owodwa kodwa sicela utshaye sibe lokuzwa khona lapho ukuthi ibandla leni luzuze 133 votes kuphela eCountry Park uhamba njani?
I think ukuthi ngizaqala ngokuqondisa kancane lapha because usiziwa lo okhulumayo nguThabo Siziba ayisuye usiziwa owezapha ekade ngifuna ukukhuluma lapha.
Oh, so hayi sibona ngazani siyenze imistake kodwa siyakufonela siqeda lapha baba. Ye, sizakufonela back. So wothi ke sithathe ubaba uMbongeni Sithole ecingweni lapha. Baba Sithole kunjani?
Ngiyaphila baba.
Ye, 1 minute khonapho ke phosela kho baba.
Mina vele into engiyitshoyo ukuthi kanti bona vele abantu beZimbabwe kanti banjani, bahlali bedutshulwa bebulawa emadorobheni lapho eHarare naseBulawayo, kodwa bajike bayivotele iZANU-PF. Le nto leyo iyinto ebuhlungu. Mina angazi ukuthi abantu beZimbabwe bakhala bakhalelani. Mina noma ungafake MDC ufake isigodi ufake iZANU-PF umuntu, ngangcono ngivotele isigodi kunokuvotela iZANU-PF, ngoba iZANU-PF kangiyiboni into eyayenzela abantu. Nabantu beZimbabwe nokuthi yini abayifunayo mina kanti bahleli bedetshulwa bedemonstrate ababulawa besenza njani bethi ZANU-PF iyasileya kodwa bajike bayivotele. Kuyinto ebuhlungu kakhulu lokhu. Ngiyabonga bakaphaphaza.
Ye, esithole sibonge kakhulu. So now this is a one word answer from Mr. Chuma and from Mr. Ndlovu. So is there anything that this ZANU-PF candidate is going to change in the Bulawayo City Council? I'll start with you, Mr. Ndlovu. Yes or no? Anything that is going to do?
Remember when he lost the primary elections in 2014?
No,
when he moved to ZANU-PF,
will he change?
No, he will never do anything.
You said nothing. Mr. Chuma, nothing. Is he going to change anything? Yes, no?
Yes, you definitely bring in
thank
our
you.
Input.
Thank you so much. We just wanted to hear yes okay. or no. Thank you so much, gentlemen. It has been a very, very fruitful discussion. We hope to have you next time. Sorry, we're out of time. We have to leave it there. We thank our guests this evening, Mr. Edwin Ndlovu of the MTC Alliance and Mr. Joseph Chuma, a ZANU-PF Central Committee member. Signing off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. Bye-bye, Zimbabwe.
It again next time. Good night.